Hello and welcome to the sixth episode of You Ruin Everything, a podcast where we watch and discuss every episode of the CW show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I'm your host, Angie, and I've seen every episode of the show.
I'm co-host Mike, and I'm watching for the first time.
Just a reminder, we are spoiler-free because, like Mike just said, he's watching the show for the first time and nobody wants to spoil Mike. That would be shitty. That would be shitty. Don't do it. Mike, guess what? Huh. We got our first review.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we actually got it before we recorded the last episode, but if anyone out there is thinking about starting a podcast and you think iTunes will let you know, like, by emailing you when your podcast gets a review, they don't do that. No. So we didn't know that we had to obsessively check iTunes for reviews.
Now we do.
Now we do, and now it will consume my life.
We got a review. What did it say?
Okay, well, so we got a 5-star review. That's as many stars as you can get.
That's a lot of stars.
That's all the stars. It is from Rudgud.
What was it?
It's spelled R-U-O-D-T-H-G-D.
Rudgud.
Yep, Rudgud. It says, this is such a fun podcast. I love the show, and there's a lot of fun insight. Plus, it's interesting to hear the predictions, since I've already seen where things go.
Prediction time.
Yep. Special shout out to your... to your prediction corner, Mike.
Love it.
And yeah, thank you so much. We really appreciate that. It helps other people find the show. You're amazing. We love you.
Thank you.
And this week we are watching the episode My First Thanksgiving with Josh. It was directed by Joanna Kearns and written by Renee Goob, a.k.a. Father Bra! Bra wrote this episode.
I didn't write it though. I mean, Rachel?
She's one of the showrunners, so she has input in every episode. But the writer who gets credit is the one who does most of the work for each episode.
I have to say who wrote the songs, because the songs spelled Rebecca-ish. Rachel-ish, sorry.
If I'm not mistaken, Rachel writes all the songs.
So I have some feedback for the show.
You have some feedback?
Not our show, the real show.
The real show.
How come no pretzel references anymore? I was all into the pretzel thing, and they're leaving me hanging.
I don't know, Mike. Maybe they're just not as important as you thought. Maybe...
I refuse to believe it.
Maybe the pretzels were just leading you on, or trying to blow you off. I mean, you do talk about them a lot.
Yeah, we'll be a little obsessive. A little very, very obsessive. And also, where is the neighbor? She just announced she was going to be friends, and then she disappears. Very rude. I very much want to see where that friendship goes.
All right. Well, we'll just have to keep watching. Maybe she'll come back.
Oh, well, she must. She's in the opening credits. She has to.
All right. So we open up this episode at the boba place, and Rebecca is harassing the boba employees.
Kind of really obsessing about every word in Josh's, you know, statement of his attraction to her.
He said very, though, and very obviously means something.
Yeah, people don't just say that.
They don't just say that. They think that Josh was probably just trying to blow her off, which that seems a weird way to blow somebody off, though.
Yeah, you don't tell them you're very attracted to them by blowing. Yeah, that they're not making sense.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Maybe they're just trying to blow off Rebecca.
That's probably what's actually happening. Like, please, we just work in this little tiny hut, and there's not a lot of space for us, and we can't escape from you right now. Could you please just go away? Is probably what they were thinking there.
Seems likely.
Yeah.
Rebecca talks about how maybe Josh has disappeared because even the slightest touch from Rebecca just gives him a tingle.
Down there.
Down there. That's very important.
Yeah. But nope. Josh shows up, sneaks up behind her, and gives her a huge bear hug.
Yeah, he's not feeling weird about physical touch.
Nope. And then he just uses the word very a lot, even when it grammatically doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like he uses very much, too much very.
Yeah. There was very much traffic. That's not a thing people say.
I feel like it could work.
Hmm.
Yeah, you're just like... autocorrect in Word. You know that? Always trying to take out the redundant words.
Well, you know...
superfluous words? Which one makes more sense?
Superfluous.
Superfluous words. Because they're not redundant. Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm with you. English.
Yeah. But the reason Josh hasn't been around is because he's got family coming in from all over suburban Southern California.
gigantic list of places.
Yeah, and he feels the need to list all of the places.
Are they all in Southern California?
Yeah, those are all.
Did you look it up?
I have some knowledge of Southern California.
Why?
From my previous work in the travel industry.
Oh, I thought maybe you ran off there for a couple of years or something.
When in my life have I run off to Southern California?
I don't know.
You've known me since I was 15.
All right, I was just trying to make a joke.
It was a weird joke that didn't make sense, though.
All right, my jokes from now on will be factually accurate.
Yes! Oh, factually accurate jokes are the best jokes. What?
Yeah, so Josh's having a gigantic Thanksgiving, and he asks about Rebecca's Thanksgiving, who has a sad giving.
Yeah. She just goes back to she's going back to the East Coast to watch a dog show.
With her rolling up turkey?
Turkey slices.
Turkey slices into like a roll and eating them?
Yeah, like rolling up cranberries in the turkey slices and eating them.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun. Josh leaves, but not before telling Rebecca to give her mom his very best.
Yeah, I noticed he ordered some of the boba for his whole family. And those two guys seem to, like, know people from his family. Are they related to him, too? Or he just goes there all the time for boba that he knows the family already?
I think he goes there a lot. And maybe Aunt Dory comes in town a lot.
You always pick up the boba.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought maybe if they were related, then Rebecca probably shouldn't be, like, going through all the details of her attraction to him and whatnot. And to her.
I don't think so. I think he's just a regular there.
Back at work?
Yep. Rebecca feels like everyone belongs somewhere except her.
Gives a sad cheek to the wall.
Yeah, sad cheek to the wall. We also find out here that Rebecca ate her twin in utero, which is more common than you actually think it is.
Yeah, that doesn't seem common to me.
Yeah, no, it's actually...
It seems quite terrifying, actually.
there are multiple fertilized eggs are fairly common. But, like, multiple actual births aren't very common. A lot of times, one embryo will just absorb the other embryo.
Is that where geniuses come from?
Yes. That's where geniuses come from. That's why Rebecca's so smart. She's got two brains.
Yeah, she ate one.
That's not true. Don't fact check that. I mean, do fact check that and find out that it's not true.
So Paula says that Rebecca could just have Thanksgiving with her, except for her Thanksgivings are terrible with a racist uncle.
Yeah. Nobody likes Thanksgiving with a racist uncle.
And she thinks you should go to Josh's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but Rebecca is actually at a point where she doesn't even know if Josh is actually attracted to her or not. The boba guy's got in her head.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They got in her head, and then also Josh overused Vary.
So it ruined her theory.
Yeah. So, but Paula gives her a little pep talk. Rebecca's like, yeah, I mean, obviously I would love to go have Thanksgiving with the Chance. And then she has a weird fantasy of like the whole Chan family surrounding her and being super excited about her library book story and demanding it to be told over and over and over again. But yeah, Rebecca thinks it's just a pipe dream, and
Paula doesn't think so.
No.
She feels like Rebecca's getting close.
Yeah, she's like, why do you always give up so easily? And
yeah, she talks about the boulder hitting Valencia.
Yeah, and
the boulder that is Rebecca, I guess. Is Rebecca the boulder in this scenario?
No, I don't think Rebecca's the boulder in this scenario. I think she's just waiting for something to take out Valencia. Well, not necessarily Rebecca, like just
giving. Is the boulder.
Well, yes, in this episode, Thanksgiving would be the boulder.
Mrs. Chan's the boulder.
Yeah.
She's a wrecking ball. But yeah, that would decimate her, and her guts would be everywhere. Taking it a little too seriously there, Rebecca.
I have a couple of little pedantic things that I just want to get out of the way. All right, so Paula talks about how if Angelina Jolie had Rebecca's attitude going into Mr. and Mrs. Smith, there would be no Shiloh, no Vivian, no Maddox. But Maddox was adopted by Angelina Jolie when she was still married to Billy Bob Thornton before she even met Brad Pitt. And also,
what's Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
That was the movie that they started together, where they met, and then they and then he cheated on Jennifer Aniston with Angelina Jolie, and left her.
Okay.
And also, no, I'm just gonna let that one go. Actually, I'm gonna let Decimate go.
She should still have 1/10 of her body left over afterwards.
No, only 1/10 of her body would be gone. Destroyed.
Oh, I always forget which way it is.
Yeah, it's only decimate means only one means 1/10 destroyed. So
maybe the boulder just knocked out her stomach area. I would say an arm, but there was guts, so I had to get a stomach.
is that really a boulder then, though?
A boulder. If we want to get scientific here, and of course we do.
Yes.
And by scientific, I mean I'm going to, like, guess at what science says because I don't really remember. But, like, I think if you have a boulder or a rock the size of, like, a basketball, that's technically a boulder.
Really?
I think so. I don't think boulder necessarily means, like, Indiana Jones chasing you down the...
Geologists, right in.
Must have, at least. No, we don't.
No geologists listen to this show. Unless you do listen to this show, geologists, then
I'm
really...
Googling it after the show, but I really think the boulders are actually a lot smaller than you think. She could get her stomach decimated by a boulder. And the stomach, probably, with her tiny little waist, 10% of her body.
All right. Fair enough.
All right, moving on.
Right. I was going to skip that, but nope. Nope. We had to talk about it.
It's important to know. Now I remember which way decimate, because decimate is very not that big a deal.
Yeah. Using the word decimate is a good way to tell if you're talking to a pedant or not.
I'm not.
I am.
Home base.
Customers are trash.
Yeah, Greg's having a shitty day.
Yep. Yeah.
No tips and drunks.
Yep. But big news, he's about to quit.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's gonna go to school and move out.
Yeah, and Rebecca is super happy for Greg here. She offers to buy him a drink. Valencia comes in. Completely ignores Rebecca.
She's not even there.
Valencia is petty the way I am petty. And then Valencia leaves. Rebecca says she likes her crocheted sleeveless trench coat thing, and I don't agree with her.
You didn't like it?
No.
I don't recall well enough to say.
Yeah, wasn't a fan.
It was a trench coat?
It was like a long sweater vest thing.
Where's the trench part come in?
Because it's sort of khaki colored and it's trench coat length.
Watch these fashion things a little more closely. Can't picture it at all. So, but she's not like a trench coat.
I was not a fan, personally. Yeah, maybe Rebecca was just trying to be nice. Trying to patch things up.
Clearly, she was trying to be nice.
Yeah.
Like all the little nicknames she gave her, she's trying to get her attention.
Yeah.
That one worked.
Yeah. But then Chris and Greg, after Valencia leave, they say that she's just in a bad mood because she has to spend Thanksgiving with the Chams. And Rebecca's like, what? That sounds amazing. And they're like, nah, they don't like Valencia.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, so like the kid says they don't like people that are dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, now I feel a little bit vindicated for calling her dumb. I'm not the only one. The kid thinks so, too. Maybe. Yeah, I do feel a little bad about calling her dumb in episode 2.
Yeah.
It was a little mean, maybe, but Maybe she is. I'm not being mean again. No. I'm going to just drop that. I don't want to be mean to her. She's been through enough.
All right.
Doesn't eat. Yeah, but I feel bad about being mean to Valencia, but now that other people are being mean to her, I feel like it's okay for me to be mean to her. When other people are doing it, it makes it okay. Right?
I don't think that's right, but okay.
No, that is very wrong. That makes it even worse.
Yeah.
For the record.
Okay, so then we go to the Asian grocery store, and Paula is definitely up to something.
It takes Rebecca a little while to, like, catch on to this as we're walking through the store.
Yeah. Paula's telling Rebecca, you know, she's a parent's dream, and she should definitely be spending Thanksgiving with the Chams, because if she can just get an invite to Thanksgiving, she can crush Valencia. She can be the boulder. And Rebecca's like, well, it's not like Mrs. Chan is here. And of course she is there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
They probably kind of rams her into her to get her attention.
Yep.
Maybe they could have done this more smoothly, but how else do you start talking up, I guess?
Yeah. Oh, we're skipping Greg's big dramatic quitting scene.
Can't forget that.
Yeah.
All
right.
Hey, he's all primed up and ready to go. He's got a whole speech ready.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, Kevin is totally ruining it by being, like, really supportive.
Supportive and nice.
Yeah. Like, Greg insults his breath, and Kevin's like, yeah, I should irrigate more.
Yeah, it kind of ruins Greg's moment. But he got what he wanted. He quit. And in my opinion, isn't that a lot nicer anyways? You don't have the conflict. Maybe some people like the conflict. I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you've been, like...
I suppose if you feel like you've had a shitty job for so long, you just can't stand it anymore, you want to...
Yeah.
Release.
Yeah.
I suppose. I can understand.
All right. Okay, and then back at the Asian market, and that's where...
Paula rams her into Mrs. Chan.
Yep. And then Mrs. Chan does remember Rebecca from their...
Fondly.
From their little romance, where apparently Rebecca left a bunch of weird messages.
Doesn't shock me.
Nope. Not shocking at all. It's weird that Mrs. Chan doesn't have bad memories associated with that.
Good point.
But...
maybe she thought it just made Josh look good. This girl is just crazy for you. It means her son must be really awesome.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's my theory.
And, like, Paula, like, she... like, Mrs. Chan asks how Rebecca has been doing. And Paula, like, jumps in and gives, like, Rebecca's whole resume of, like, Harvard and Yale and her SAT scores. And
yeah, I feel like they're being a little obvious with what they were doing. They give her the resume and then... oh, how about tomorrow? Oh, Thanksgiving? I mean, who doesn't know it's Thanksgiving tomorrow?
Yeah.
And it seemed a little forced.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Mrs. Chan doesn't seem to notice that it was forced and takes the bait and invites her to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Too easy.
Too easy. Yeah, Rebecca's a little bit worried about what Josh might think if she just shows up randomly at Thanksgiving, but Mrs. Chan texts Josh at the grocery store and, like, weirdly quickly, Josh, like, texts Rebecca and is, like, super excited she's coming.
Welcome to the fam bam.
Welcome to the fam bam.
So I think the whole Chan family is a little, has no sense for scheming. Rebecca's a schemer, and the Chan family just, it goes right over their head.
Yeah.
Mother and son both.
Well, I would say Paul is the schemer here.
Very true, but I think Rebecca has some scheme.
I mean, she has some scheme, but, like, in this scenario, it's not Rebecca doing the scheming.
In this case, yes. It is more on the Paula side of things. But she had the garbage disposal scheme. I mean, she schemes.
Yeah.
She goes to the skate park. That was probably her idea.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I actually wrote down Paula's an evil genius.
Yeah.
Yep.
Schemer.
Yep. Then we go to Greg's dad's house. And he is smoking and drinking, and I tried to figure out what he was eating, and I could not figure it out.
Some sort of hard cheese is what it looks like to me. But
yeah.
Who knows? Something square and weird looking.
Yeah. But he got it for the macaws, I guess.
Seems like an interesting guy.
Yeah. He seems fun. He seems like a one of those, like, fun old men.
Yeah, like you don't want to go to your friend's house and your dad. Their dad would always have something fun to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Oh, apparently...
Is Bert poop in the shower?
Yeah, yeah, that was my next note, too. He's trained his birds to poop...
Really?
...in the shower.
Then you have to shower?
Yeah. Well, I guess it'd be easier to, like, clean out the bird poop from the shower than... Don't they have cages?
Yeah, don't birds have cages? The birds have to have cages. Mm-hmm. I guess they don't have to, but... Don't they?
They don't have to, I don't think.
And what how do they, like... How does he know when they need to go out? Like, the bird, like, knocks or paws at the door?
Maybe he just lets his birds fly free. Because I think most birds have cages because they poop in their cages. But maybe he just wants his birds to hang out with him all the time.
Isn't that weird?
People love their pets.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, maybe he's allergic to cats and dogs. So he's got birds.
Trains them to poop in the shower.
And he trains them to poop in the shower.
Okay, I'm buying it.
It's a really in-depth commentary. You're getting...
on the bird. But now we all understand Greg's father a little better.
Yeah. We also... Greg is trying to have a serious conversation with his dad, and his dad is just like, nah, you need to go out and find some girl. Whatever happened to that girl from the taco festival? So, yeah. Greg's dad knows about Rebecca, because apparently Greg told him about her when he was drunk.
Dummy.
Yep, dumb move.
Not for him, he says.
Yep. Oh, but this is also where we find out that his dad does have an oxygen tank.
Yeah, and he's coughing a lot of the time while they're...
Yeah.
So we kind of learn he's sick.
And then we go to Rebecca's house. I think we're on Thanksgiving here.
Is it in the morning?
Yeah.
Like, I read it as the night before, but it could be the morning. Is there any hints? How long does it take to cook that weird blood meal?
I don't know.
Maybe we need to do a little more background research before we record next time so we can figure this out. So we'll just say early morning Thanksgiving, she's cooking some Filipino food that's blood pork. Looks great.
Yeah, it's dinuguan. It's pork cooked in pork's blood.
Yeah, she's learning to speak the language as well, which is
It's Tagalog. Yep, she's learning Tagalog, and then she, like, after she's, like, making the food and, like, learning to speak Tagalog, then she remembers to text her mom and say she's not coming for Thanksgiving.
Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah. Paula comes by to drop off a weird surveillance brooch, which she's like, this isn't weird, right? And Rebecca's like, no!
Not at all.
And Paula accepts that answer too eagerly.
Oh, yeah, she was excited for this.
Yep, okay, cool, not weird. Awesome. She has to go make pies for people she hates. That's rough, making pies for people you hate. Pies are a lot of work.
Really?
Like cooking is art. Baking is science. Pies are voodoo.
What's the best kind of voodoo?
Pecan voodoo.
Wrong.
What's the best kind of voodoo, then?
Pumpkin.
You are disgusting.
What are you talking about? A nut pie?
First of all, pecan pie is way better than pumpkin pie. Second of all, sweet potato pie is way better than pumpkin pie.
Well, it might be good, too. I haven't tried that.
Like, pumpkin pie is all slimy and gross.
Slimy and lovely.
No. No. You're wrong. You're wrong.
Also, rhubarb?
No. Wrong.
Also, apple.
Fine, whatever.
And for the record, this is going to be a little bit embarrassing. I have never had pecan pie, so I guess I don't know that it's bad. I just imagine it being bad. It feels like it'd be bad.
It's delicious.
I'll have to try it next time. We're at a pie place.
Like,
maybe with a boba.
Like, sweet potato pie is like pumpkin pie, not shitty.
Pumpkin pie is amazing!
Like sweet potato pie is like all the good stuff about pumpkin pie without any of the shitty stuff.
There's nothing shitty.
It's slimy.
In a delicious way.
No. You're just wrong.
I'm gonna have a pecan pie. I'm gonna tell you everything horrible about it.
Alright, well, yeah, pumpkin pie is gross.
Alright, so Rebecca...
pie choice is gross.
Rebecca puts on her good girl outfit.
Yeah, Rebecca.
And also, I gotta say, my prediction from last week was Rebecca was gonna up her sexy. She didn't go there. She went, like, really, like, polite, smart, good hygiene look. And she didn't go the sexy route as I predicted.
Nope. She is dressed like a perfect cinnamon roll.
No, she looks very nice. Like, very well put together. No cleavage as predicted.
Nope.
She puts on a brooch.
Yep.
And she's off to sing
the first
rap song.
Musical number. I Give a Good Parent.
Took me a while to understand what the heck she was talking about there. Isn't that how people usually use parent? I'm not sure if you're aware of that. Let me teach you something about English.
Oh.
But that's not how that usually goes.
Oftentimes, if you have knowledge about all of the rules of the English language, you can break them for artistic purposes.
She gives good parent.
She gives good parent.
No, actually, I like it. It's catchy once you figure out what she's saying, as I couldn't really understand her at first. In fact, the whole song I couldn't really understand the first time through. I had to look at the lyrics, but...
It went fast.
It was fast, yeah. And, it's basically a song about how charming she's going to be to the family, and how they are then going to be sexually attracted to her. Basically, the sum up.
Yep. When we get to actual Thanksgiving, Josh's sisters love the library book story.
Just as she predicted, this dinner is going exactly as she planned.
Yeah.
Like every step, like perfect charmer, telling her library book story. Everyone's laughing, high fives after the story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that story high five worthy? That's kind of weird.
I mean, we've only heard the end of the story.
But everyone loves Rebecca, other than we got an eye roller at the end of the table.
Yeah, Valencia is pissed. Yeah, Valencia's pissed. Josh is impressed that Rebecca made the dinuguan.
And Paula is like a spy looking in on the camera from afar.
Like
007 TV spy here, just kind of peeking in.
Yeah, at Paula's Thanksgiving, everyone is sitting in silence except Paula at the end of the table, sitting staring at her phone and laughing. And Scott asks if she's watching her soaps.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, yeah. My soaps.
They don't seem well connected, them two.
No, no. Also at the Chan Thanksgiving, Valencia, Josh's mom invites Rebecca to join her book club, and Valencia's like, oh, I read a book. It's about journaling.
Worst book ever.
Oh, and it's got a lot of blank pages. So, like, Valencia read a book without a lot of words in it.
Okay. For someone so bright.
This is Chandler's like, uh-huh, great.
So, Rebecca,
other things. And Josh is like, you said you were going to be nice. And she's like, what?
Yeah, I'm trying to think that nice. Mrs. Chan knows Rebecca's scheming, and she's going along with it on purpose. Like, she sees right through that scheme. It's like, oh, really? Yeah. You just happened to run into me here. That's right.
Yeah. That's a possibility, because she really hates Valencia.
Yeah, this becomes clear.
Like, a lot. Then we go to back to Greg's dad's house, and Greg comes back into the room.
He's all pumped up and ready to finally say it.
Yeah, but his dad has passed out on the table. So, shit. Then we go to the hospital.
He's more the nurse than the nurse is the nurse.
Yeah, puts a pillow in the small of his back to let the farts vent out.
Nobody likes a hot butt. No, is that... I've never heard that before, and it also doesn't make sense to me. What hot butt? Have you heard of this prior to Greg's ex-girlfriend? A hot butt?
No.
It was like the farts just sit there and burn you? Is that what's happening?
Well, like farts are warm. Because they come out of the inside of your body.
But your body is your body. And if,
you haven't noticed that your farts are warm?
Yeah, I guess. I guess I haven't heard people discuss it so openly before. All right, so the doctor comes in and calls Greg out of the room to kind of discuss some things.
Mm-hmm.
First is his father's inappropriate behavior towards her.
Yep. On a lot of levels.
But the more importantly here, for the storyline, is that it's going to be super expensive because insurance doesn't cover these procedures. Also, America, get ready for a lot of this.
Yeah.
Trump.
Yeah.
Trump.
This is going to be all of our lives. We're all going to have to go get our shitty jobs back at home base.
Yeah, we're all going to be working at home base. Thanks, Trump.
Yeah.
No, not thanks, Trump. Fuck you, Trump.
Yeah.
Sorry,
eat a bag.
Thank you, even ironically.
So that's how we feel about that.
To be honest, if you're listening, you probably feel that way too, because if you're listening, you're a person probably, and people should be really pissed at Trump.
Yeah, I mean...
And if you're not pissed...
What? Hi!
Get out of here. In fact, maybe you just do that on your own, and I don't even tell you.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. You know what?
If I said pisses you off, good. You should be pissed off, and you should be offended.
And yeah, if you voted
you
to kill people...
You feel bad for yourself.
If you voted to kill people, maybe you don't get to enjoy nice things or shitty things like this podcast.
Yeah, you didn't even get to enjoy this. That's how bad you are.
Yeah, that's...
Go home and think about how bad you are.
Yeah. Sorry.
The Chan dinner.
The Chan dinner.
Not at all like Trump.
Rebecca is doing the dishes.
You know, lick some plates.
Just kissing ass. But Valencia is on to her. And also, she's been starving since 1998.
Poor girl. That's, really gets my goat.
Yep. Ben is just the media. We're not just going to reenact the show.
It could be fun, too.
Yeah, this it is would where... just be a shitty version of the show.
Okay, that would not be... It would be fun for me. Not fun for anyone listening. Yeah. We get to view the showdown now, where Valencia confronts Rebecca about the whole evening.
Yeah, she says that, you know, parents might like Rebecca, but men love her.
Probably true.
Yeah. And she tells Rebecca that she doesn't belong there. But then the family photo is being taken, and I notice that Rebecca is in the family picture, but not Valencia.
I belong here? So this is Mrs. Chan scheming.
Yeah.
She's trying to force Valencia out here. So this is why I think that she really is in on it. Just pretending to be playing dumb here and just like, oh yeah, why don't you come? We shouldn't be alone. No, she's trying to confront, make Valencia feel as uncomfortable as possible.
Yeah. I think actually probably like when they first run into Mrs. Chan at the market, maybe she was just being polite. But like after like Paula like listed her resume, she was like, oh, somebody smart.
I don't know, because the first thing she goes to is the romance they had. So she knows about their history. So I think it's in her head, oh, that history, that can be really uncomfortable for Valencia.
But then also on top of that, her, like, she didn't invite Rebecca over for dinner until after the resume was presented.
Okay.
And then she said, oh, so that's all very impressive.
Smart person over? Like, oh, you sound smart, let's talk.
Well, not any smart person, but, like, a smart person who has a romantic history, who is cute and smart and has a romantic history with my son.
I think we're making the same argument.
We are. I feel like we are. We're arguing the same side. Yeah, and this is stupid.
Really heatedly.
Yeah. Really intensely.
You idiot, I agree with you.
I agree with you more.
I really think this is true.
We're so off topic.
Where are we even? I'm looking over my notes, can't find out where I am.
Oh, Greg has to go beg for his job back.
Oh, yeah, I ask him calling back.
Oh.
And the boss makes him feel bad about it a little bit.
Yeah.
Playing towel games with him.
Yeah. I mean, not too bad, considering...
It was a nice meme.
Yeah.
It's like a Greg flirting with Rebecca meme.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't like... I don't know where I was going. But yeah, no, it wasn't too terrible, considering, like... Greg said some pretty terrible things.
Yeah.
Also, who does flush a jump rope?
Yeah, that seems like a weird thing to put in the toilet.
Yep. Children are awful.
Yeah, Greg loses his seniority for being out of his job for, like, less than 24 hours, I feel like.
Yep.
And now he's got to clean toilets.
That's...
On Thanksgiving.
That's how they get you. That's how they get you.
They're back to dinner, and this is now they're kind of leaving, and Rebecca's saying her goodbyes.
Yep. Josh's parents are... say that they're thankful that God sent Rebecca to them, which Paula, watching from home, loves and, like, repeats it out loud. Like, but apparently right next to Scott's racist uncle, and he's like, oh, thought you hated me. And she's like, yeah, I do hate you.
You're racist.
Everyone hates you. I love Paula. I love her.
Then Rebecca gets invited to Mass, even though she's Jewish.
Yep. Which is very upsetting for Valencia. Like, she's really pissed off. Like, kind of weirdly pissed off that a Jewish person would go to Mass. Like, I feel like most religious people are always trying to get people of other religions to go to their religious services with them.
I don't get the sense that Valencia really cares about that.
All right. Well, yeah. True. True.
She's just pissed Rebecca gets invited to dinner.
Yeah, and then she says, well, I'd like to come too, and Mrs. Chan is like, yep, it's a public place. Do whatever you want. Can't keep you from going.
So mean. Then Rebecca gets a familiar rumble for me. And so I run off to find a bathroom.
Yep.
She gets stuck there.
Yep.
Yeah, so Valencia and Josh come in and they start to fight, and Rebecca's kind of peeking out the door, and she is really excited about this. You can tell from her expression.
Yeah, she's like, oh, it's so sad.
It's so sad.
Yeah, smiling the whole time, like the biggest smile. And then she closes the door, and then it gets really quiet.
Really confusing, because they were just yelling a second ago.
Yeah, and then, oh no.
Oh.
Oh.
No. Yeah, so then they're doing it.
Yep, that's happening.
That was a quick turnaround, I gotta say.
That was fast. That was really fast.
Valencia must have some tricks or some moves to, like, turn that switch.
I guess. Or Josh does.
Yeah, good point. We don't really know who initiated that.
Yeah. Yeah, but apparently they have sex for, like, a really long time.
Yeah, and Rebecca is just sitting there not pooping the whole time. So just poop, Rebecca, poop!
just poop.
It's the first time I can remember cheering someone to poop watching anything. Or in real life or fantasy or any media of me, like, really wanting someone to poop. I just, the whole time, come on, you can do it, Rebecca. You can do it. Just
maybe she can't poop if she thinks other people are listening.
Well, that might be true, except for eventually they finally stop doing it.
Yeah.
After demonstrating some good stamina. But then Rebecca just leaves. She doesn't poop at that point. Poop before you go. There's no, why not? But she doesn't.
She
runs out of there and is kind of fidgeting around weird as she goes. Looks sadly at the bed.
We skipped something.
What did we skip?
Hey, West Covina.
Oh, she doesn't run out yet.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we skipped, over kind of because it's, like, in the middle of all of this, so we got on a roll talking about it. Yeah.
Quick in this.
In this one. Greg is, back at his job at home base. And there's nobody there, and then we get our second song of the show, Hey West Covina.
Yeah, it's a very sad song about being trapped in the small town.
Yeah, he knows this town like the back of his hand, but not such a fan of the back of his hand.
That is a Rachel line there. Classic Rachel.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Especially, like, after that, where it's, like, when you look really, like, hands are kind of gross.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
This song was moving. I liked it a lot. It makes me kind of wish I could sing a little bit, or play piano, or perform in any fashion. I also got the tingles on my back. It was really emotional. I liked it.
Yeah. Greg is not a fan of West Covina at all.
No, he's trapped. He's stuck. I also thought that how better than music to, like, convey the emotion? I don't think they could have done it in any way that would be more effective than breaking into song.
Nope. When you've got too many feelings to say them, you gotta sing them.
Yeah.
Oh, but back to the Chan's house after the song. Rebecca runs out of the bathroom because Josh and Valencia finally stopped having sex. She tells Mrs. Chan she has to take a rain check.
Take a huge
rain check.
And then, just as she's about to get out of there, which she desperately needs to get out of there.
Yeah.
Josh has a speech to make, and she's stuck, kind of listening to him list out all the towns again where all his family's from.
Yeah.
All the places, she interrupts, just to get him to shut up. Move along.
But Josh asks Valencia to move in with them. And Rebecca and Josh's mom both at the same time say no.
No. This is exactly the opposite of being crushed by a boulder.
Yep. It's like the boulder was rolling towards her, and then she, like, jumped up on top of the boulder.
Oh,
was running on top of it.
Oh, that's exactly what happened. It's kind of like the bear at the circus, because the boulder is really just like a basketball, remember, so it's not like she's up high.
Yeah.
But
this is going to a weird place.
But that's a perfect analogy. I like it.
Then we go back to the hospital. Greg's bringing his dad his robe. He knows that Greg spent all of his savings on him, and he's not happy about it.
No, he's just telling him to leave. Get out of here.
Yeah. He really wants Greg to pursue his dreams, and
good for him.
Yeah, good for him. But also, maybe say thank you.
Yeah, it seemed like, well, he did mention that he loved him at that point. That was kind of his thank you there.
Yeah.
So I think it was appropriate.
All right. Yeah. It's fair. I like Greg's dad.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's not going to die.
Yeah, but Greg basically says, no, I'm staying, because his dad's been, we learned at the next scene, that his dad is kind of all the, has been there for him his whole life.
Yeah, so
Rickon's dashing home up the staircase, and she makes it to the toilet.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she makes it to the toilet. Yay! At this point, Scott's, like, really sick of Paula. Understandably sick of Paula, like, beat on her phone.
Yeah.
The whole time, he's like, all right, give it a rest. So she puts it down and takes out her earbuds for some reason. Why would you unplug the headphones?
Yeah, no reason. Especially if you're going to set the headphones right back down on the table.
Yeah. To perfectly set up the joke of Scott asking for a moment of silence for Aunt Judy. And then Rebecca on the phone, pooping, shouting why. And Scott saying, because she died.
him, because apparently Rebecca just pooped out her spleen.
Yep. Yeah, she, back at Rebecca's house, she's laying on the couch feeling like crap. She basically thinks Paula's gonna, she thinks Paula's coming to check up on her when she hears the door open.
She yells out my favorite line of the of the episode.
My butthole's a gateway to hell.
Yeah, that's perfect. Just what you want to tell to a love interest, maybe?
Seems, maybe. You know, maybe. Who knows? Anything could happen.
At least some guy that she's been on dates with.
Yeah.
At the very least. Yeah. Not the most impressive line to bring up.
Yeah.
Greg doesn't mind.
No, Greg's fine with it. He's brought tacos and tequila, which is exactly what you want when you have explosive diarrhea.
Yeah.
Tacos and tequila.
Yeah, but even at the sight of it, Rebecca immediately has to run off to the bathroom again in front of Greg.
Yep. And he's just sitting there, confused.
My second favorite line, clench, Becky, clench. Turns up the stairs. Gives herself a little pep talk.
Yeah. This is where we find out that Greg can't leave because he can't leave his dad. Because his dad has always been there for him, and he wants to be there for his dad when he needs him. And Rebecca says that's really nice. You know, a lot of people
don't have that.
Don't have that.
Like whales.
Like whales. And Rebecca.
And Rebecca, yeah. I'm sure that meant something to her.
Yeah.
Connected with her.
They try to find... Oh, Rebecca tells Greg that he should go to night school, and he likes that idea.
Okay. Apparently he's already thinking about it, too, it seemed like.
Yeah. And then they're trying to find something to watch. Netflix apparently keeps telling Greg he should watch Leaving Las Vegas. But then Rebecca has an idea. Knows exactly what they should watch. So we cut back to the Chan fam. Chan fam bam.
Chan fam bam. Valencia's getting really excited about moving in.
Yeah, she's got everything planned out. Mrs. Chan, though, just doesn't want any grandbabies.
It's weird for a Catholic to be suggesting the birth control, but that's how strongly she feels about this.
Yeah, she really does not want to be stuck with Valencia for 18 years.
Yep. I can tell when they're talking about moving out, Josh is really getting overwhelmed here. I think he might be just a little bit regretting it at this point.
Yeah, I don't think he fully... I think it's moving faster than he thought it would.
Maybe he just said something to try to please Valencia because they were just fighting, maybe, and now he's like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's my hot take, anyways.
Yeah, no, it's definitely... That was the impression I got, too. We go back to Bex and Greg watching the dog show. Just
body
like
shaming the dog.
Body shaming the dogs. Rebecca puts a pillow in the small of Greg's back and says nobody likes a hot butt, which...
Greg was impressed.
Greg was impressed. That is a very weird, specific thing.
To hear from two different people on the same day.
Yep.
What are the odds?
What are the odds? And then... Oh, Rebecca's eating the tacos and she's like... Oh my god, I can't believe I'm eating again. How is that even possible? And like, Greg is like, yeah, speaking of portly puppies, was he boob shaming again?
I don't think it was boob shaming. I think it was just fat shaming.
You think it was just fat shaming?
Greg likes to do the boob shaming thing, and so I was expecting some boob shaming during this interaction, but I felt like it was just fat in general. I don't think he was going boob. You wouldn't boob shame on eating tacos, would you?
But he said portly puppies.
Speaking of portly puppies. Wasn't he just calling her a bitch? Fat bitch?
Maybe.
I thought he
was. That's even worse.
Well, he didn't say the bitch part. I think he was just calling her fat.
All right.
But maybe he was talking about the boobs. He does like to talk about boobs. In which case, it'd be a little less bad. He's just saying, yeah, big boobs. It's not.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a little weird to just bring out there, but I don't know. I read it as fat.
You read it as fat?
You read it as making comments on her boobs?
Yeah, just because he has a history of doing that.
Yeah, I could read that way.
Write in. Give us your opinions.
Make a Twitter poll.
Yeah.
Boobs are fat.
Fat shaming or boob shaming? What was Greg doing? But then they get in a pillow fight. Because apparently Rebecca's not too bothered by it.
No, she doesn't seem to care.
Yeah. But Paula is watching from the owl pen and she is not happy. At all.
No, all of her efforts to get Josh.
Yeah.
She's going the wrong way.
Yep. Now, in the last episode, you talked about maybe Paula would start pushing you were surprised Paula wasn't pushing Rebecca towards Greg.
She seemed to really like Greg, so
yeah,
that only makes sense.
But in this episode, Rebecca's kind of moving towards Greg, and she's pissed.
Yeah, so I think I might have been wrong there.
So yeah, that's interesting.
So intriguing.
Instinct.
No, it's true. I thought that too.
Cause, yeah, because Paula likes Greg. She's stoops
so
into him.
It's obvious that she would try to get Rebecca into him. In our closing scene for the episode, we hear Rebecca kind of running out of stories and decides to tell a little bit of an inappropriate one to the little Bam Bam Chan girl.
Yeah.
It's about a Barack Obama bobblehead doll kind of nodding along to her sex.
Judging her as she has sex with a junior from the Brown Improv Troupe.
Very specific.
Yes.
Do you have a Barack Obama bobblehead doll?
Yes.
No further questions.
Right. So that was the episode, Mike. What did you think?
That should be the easiest question to answer in the whole world.
Yeah. it's and you're surprised by it every time. Every time I ask you, what did you think of the episode?
My opinion is the hardest thing for me to give. I am really bad at giving my opinion, and if an assignment calls for me giving my opinion, I have a hard time completing the assignment. I'm more of like a analyzer and a like considerer, whatever, than I am an opinioner. Don't opine much. So,
Well, enough about that. Give me your opinion.
I liked the poop theme. I was hoping for some Rebecca sexy, but this is a good episode. It was funny. I enjoyed the poop stuff.
Thank you. For the record, Mike's into poop stuff.
As a topic for humor, a little bathroom humor. No, I don't know. I like this episode because I was right on prediction. Greg is so back. I nailed that one. Greg takes a beating and he just keeps on coming back for more.
Yay, Mike got a prediction right.
Yes. I think we're 2 of 12 now.
All right. So now it's time for Aw, Honey, which is the part of the show where we talk about the person who we sort of empathized with most, the person we just sort of related to. Who do you got for Aw, Honey?
Rebecca and her digestion.
Yeah.
Got a horrible digestive tract, and I've been there where you hear that rumble and you get this instant like panic. Oh God. Everyone wants to hear about that. And I'm sure everyone can relate, or at least I can relate, and I felt for it, because that's a really uncomfortable position to be in when you're trying to impress people and all of a sudden...
I think that happens to everyone at some point in their lives.
Yeah, so I felt for Rebecca there.
All right. So my aw, honey, is Paula, because I also don't like baking for people that I hate, and I also don't like being around racists at the holidays, and I appreciated her telling Scott's uncle, Scott's racist uncle, that he is racist, because you know what? You don't have to be nice to people who can't not be racist around you.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to make them pecan pie.
Yeah, just...
Not even pumpkin pie.
just, if somebody's being racist, just feel free to be like, yeah, you're racist. It's fine. They need to know that about themselves. Don't let them be like, oh, you're being really mean and attacking me. No, if they're being racist, they're attacking an entire ethnicity. And they should feel bad about that. Not you for calling it out.
True.
So that's my aw, honey.
That was quite the rant for aw, honey.
Yeah, well.
Usually aw, honeys are sweet and nice. That guy got angry at the end of
it. Well, it did. Probably because my I just can't with you right now is Scott's racist uncle, because I just don't like being around racists at the holidays.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
On the bright side, I don't have to do that anymore. Because I don't get invited.
That's what happens when you tell the truth. You don't have to hang around racist people anymore.
Yeah, see? Win-win all the way around.
No, I can't.
Yes, who can you just not with?
Here's the problem, is I thought everyone was pretty cool in this episode. I did not consider the uncle. Now that you mention it, that's a good one. Yeah. I should probably just take that from you or join you in that. Because I couldn't think of one. I thought everyone was kind of all right in this episode.
Yeah,
I didn't know what pissed me off.
That's why I had to take the uncle. I just... Yeah, everyone wasn't too bad. Ooh, the boba guys.
Because they're trying to get rid of Rebecca?
Yeah, they were kind of...
Well, she was kind of getting a little too personal with the clerk.
Yeah. I mean,
they got a job to do. They got other things to do than listen to you.
That's true.
Go on and on about Josh.
Good
point. Leave those people alone.
Good
point.
They're
not there to talk to you.
Good point, Mike. All right, Mike. What time is it?
It's prediction time!
Mike's Prediction Corner!
My first prediction is going to be kind of an update, or I'm going to keep evolving the previous prediction to kind of fit the new evidence.
All right. Well, no, that's how science works, so it's fine.
All right. So I think that Rebecca and Greg happens, and then Josh and Rebecca happens. And they both cheat on both their people for that night, and it creates a whole big drama what they're going to do now.
It's an interesting theory you have.
Isn't it? I'm going to read that as I'm totally right.
Or the opposite.
And then I have a prediction about after Rebecca and Josh happens. I think they suck together. I think Rebecca and Josh get together, and she kind of realizes that they're not going to be very good together. And yeah, I think it's just kind of a fantasy. She's chasing after something she doesn't have. And she thinks it's going to be great. Here's the thing. Rebecca's, like, super smart. She's funny, and she's a schemer, as we talked about earlier in this show. And Josh is just kind of simple, naive, straightforward, just kind of happy in the moment. And I just think they're not going to connect very well in relationship. And then we'll go. And then we'll, I don't know what happens after that, but that's my prediction.
Well, that's an interesting theory you have.
Super correct one, as I'm reading from your face.
Or super way off.
Probably. I am like 2 for 12, so probably true. That's what I think is going to happen, though.
All right. Interesting.
I don't think they'll make a good couple. Prediction.
Interesting. Is that all your predictions?
Time to wrap it up.
All right. So that's the show. If you like this show for some reason, you can rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We will read it on the show. If it's nice. Far.
It's foreign constructive.
Yeah, like if it's like a constructive criticism,
maybe
we'll read
less.
It on the show.
We don't get many reviews, so I might even read a bad review if it's constructive.
Yeah,
or funny or something.
Yeah, like if you have like a lot of bad grammar and like spelling mistakes, I'll read it and make fun of you.
If you're calling to review that you're upset that I made fun of Trump, just don't even contact me. I don't want to hear from you.
you're
supposed to be in your basement crying. Remember?
Yeah, just sit there and feel bad about yourself.
Yeah.
You can find us on Facebook at You Ruin Every Pod. You can follow us on Twitter at You Ruin Every Pod, and you can email us at youruineverythingpod@gmail.com in case you want to get really specific about why you're mad at Mike for saying bad things about Trump.
No.
I don't want
to hear from you.
Yeah, but they're going to do it anyways.
Alright. I'm not going to read it.
That's their whole thing is fuck your feelings. So fuck their feelings.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. Fuck your feelings. We don't have a good way to end this show still.
Let's end this on fuck your feelings.
Okay, love you, bye.
Bye.